House Bill 1119, an act to revise certain provisions related to the sale of out-of-state motor vehicles.
House Bill 1119, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Hello, Representative Hunt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Yes, members, sir, of the body. With regards to House Bill 1119, we're seeking to do a couple of things, but primary of which is to assist in some consumer protection. There are currently in law the requirements for disclosure statements. You'll recall that we've dealt with this over the years, but the current disclosure statement requirement is that if there's been damage to a vehicle of over $5,000 and the vehicle is 6 years or newer, then there must be a damage disclosure statement. And this is usually required when a new title is applied for. However, there are times when a vehicle, especially a wholesale type vehicle, will come into South Dakota and it will be assigned from dealer to repair shop and so on, and also with out-of-state titles being transferred via assignment. And in some of these assignment areas, there's not a requirement currently under current law to require a damage disclosure statement. So House Bill 1119 would seek to close up some of those loopholes. House Bill 1119 has been worked on by both the Department of Motor Vehicles as well as the new and used car dealers, and they are in agreement with the draft that you have in front of you. In addition to dealing with the consumer protection side of this, there are some other changes that would allow South Dakota law to become more uniform, especially dealing with out-of-state titles. Currently, if a South Dakota dealer goes to an auction, picks up a car with an out-of-state title, and then would want to sell that car perhaps at another auction and another out-of-state title involved, the question is whether or not South Dakota dealers would be allowed to do that. This would clarify the law in that area and would allow those dealers to do that, which has a number of economic advantages, because every time you have to apply for a South Dakota title as a car is being transferred from auction to auction or whatnot, there's a 20-day waiting period. And of course, you do not collect your money on that until you have the title in hand and give it to the new purchaser. And in a case where we have out-of-state titles and the car is never coming into the state of South Dakota, it would seem to be better economically to allow our dealers just to be able to avoid having to get the new car, the South Dakota car title, avoid those 20 days, collect their money, and improve their economic standing as well. I urge your support of House Bill 1119. Stand by for any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1119? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1119. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1119.
Ben Norman votes aye. Representative Glinski. Representative Glinski. All members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 1.
House Bill 1119, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.